Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This hour of the Greg Hill Show is brought to you by Shaw's, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Network.
The Greg Hill Show on WEEI. WEEI.
Watch us, love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch.
Honestly feel about Greta, because I understand a lot of fans, however, complete Led Zeppelin ripoff.
Yeah, it might be, but I didn't grow up with Led Zeppelin, so right. So this generation hits the Greta hits my generation well. I was like, oh, this song bangs.
I mean, is it possible that your generation could go back and do a little research and learn what real rock and roll is at some point, or do you only live in the present?
Generally, Greg, I like to live my life one day at a time, you know, and looking towards the future, not even in the present.
But do you get credit if you're just a ripoff of arguably the greatest rock band of all time?
You shouldn't.
I mean, every artist is a ripoff of somebody right, nowadays, isn't it?
Is Greta doing the same exact songs, or do they just sound
no,
like...
No, they sound exactly like Led Zeppelin.
And it's with like a new present day feel.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
So are you upset when OAR does the cover of Led Zeppelin?
Cover is a different thing. It's like when iTunes early on, they couldn't get the rights to certain bands and they would have a band do like a close, similar version of it. And it wasn't the actual
They'd
band.
Send you the Gibraltar Straits instead of the Dire Straits.
Right. All right. Just curious how you felt about that.
Can I just say something? I just saw this tweet and it is infuriating me.
Whoa.
It's from Sandeep Chandok. He has our blue check mark. Series would have been different with Middleton, but the Bucks pushing this to 7 shows the greatness of Giannis. Celtics Heat gonna be good. The fact that these people out there can say that Middleton would have made this series completely different, and then they're going to fall on that, and the credit is going to go there instead of going to the Celtics, is something I wish we weren't going to have to deal with, because you knew it was going to happen. Once Chris Middleton was sitting out of this series, you knew if the Celtics won, people were going to be like that.
Oh, well, yeah, the Bucks went 7 games with the Celtics and had them twice when it came to elimination without their number 2 player. So
right.
I think
we dealt with it last year.
Right. I think you can argue.
But it's the injuries happen on every team.
But
so
we
it's,
said it last year, the series would have been different if Jaylen Brown played. When Jaylen Brown was out of the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
Well, Robert Williams wasn't great. He was in and out.
Yeah.
No, but Jaylen Brown is arguably your second best player, and he missed all of last year's playoffs, and we were saying, oh, when they lost to Brooklyn, we said this series would be different if Jaylen Brown played. So,
yeah,
I mean,
just,
I understand.
I hate that narrative.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Takes away from what the Celtics did.
Tomorrow at 8:30, last Mike Milbury appearance of this hockey season, unless he joins us at the Beachcomber for the road show, which is on June the 7th, I believe.
I cannot wait for the road show.
Now, I'm going to put Maria from Watertown on, although in the Twitch chat, Rob on a golf course suggested that Maria is not a very good caller.
Oh.
Yeah. Hi, Maria.
That's okay. That's all right.
You okay with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I have thick skin. I really don't care what Rob on the golf course or anyone else has to say.
No.
I'll call
Maria.
And say what I want to say.
I mean,
you don't like it? Turn down your radio, my friend. Can I tell you?
I mean, if Rob were on the golf course, would he have time to be in the Twitch chat anyway?
Oh, he might be doing
Sounds like his Twitch handle is fraudulent.
Through the app or something, right?
We'll get the I team on that.
I guess he could, yeah. What's up, Maria?
Well, you know, the Bruins just laid a total and utter stink bomb egg in Carolina. And, you know, it just seems to me that they never played with any sense of urgency in that building until it was too late. If they had at least played with some semblance of urgency, they might have had a chance of taking a game or two there. But it was almost as if they waited until they were behind to recognize that they were behind and needed to turn on some offensive prowess. But, you know, be that as it may, credit to the Carolina Hurricanes. They played a great series, and, you know, ultimately they were proven to be the better team because they won the series. Now, moving forward, I have no faith that Don Sweeney has the ability or the stones, to be perfectly honest with you, to build a Stanley Cup contending team. And if Patrice Bergeron is not a member of the Boston Bruins, moving forward, gentlemen and ladies, you have two huge gaping holes, one of which Sweeney has failed to address during the entire tenure of his GM career since 2015, and that is to get a legit second-line center. If you lose Patrice Bergeron, now you need two elite centers. And what do you have on this roster that you could potentially move to get yourself those centers? Who wants Matt Grizzlick? Who wants Jake DeBrusk? Who wants Trent Frederick? So I really don't think that he's in any position to be able to make those hard decisions moving forward. And I no longer have faith that he knows how to build a cup-contending team. And that's what this city needs. That's what the city wants. That's what the city deserves.
So you would disagree with Shime, who apparently believes it's a couple minor tweaks and this team is much better next season.
If Bergeron stays, I'm not saying just a couple of minor tweaks, but you're in a better position. If Bergeron retires, you are in serious, serious hot water. Because, again, he's failed to address the glaring need that comes back to bite us year after year after year in the playoffs, and that's balanced secondary scoring. Everyone else in the league sees it, but Don Sweeney.
Are we all okay with goaltending going forward on this team? Yes, yeah. Shime?
You should be.
Yeah, I don't think goaltending's the issue. I would have rather them started one guy.
Think Jeremy Swayman was good?
Yeah, I mean, did he, Curtis, stand on his head? No.
No, he didn't do that.
He's like a rookie.
Yeah, he is.
And
yes,
he played.
He's not like a rookie. He's virtually is a rookie.
I think he played tremendous for a rookie in his first playoff appearances and playing for the first time, playing five straight games in a row. I think he held up pretty well.
Cassie should have started
game
one. He
was pretty cool under pressure.
But here's what I would say to Maria before you hang up. Yeah. And I agree with her, but I kind of disagree a little bit. Because
conflicted.
Bringing Bergeron, I think it's time for you to change this core. Because bringing Bergeron back, you're not bringing him back at the prime of his career. You're bringing him back as he's on the back nine. And what has this core done? Bergeron, Marchand, Pasta, Tuukka, all these guys that you built around. What have they done? They've won one Stanley Cup. I think it's time for the Bruins to really look in the mirror and go, it might be time for us to change what we look like on the ice. And that starts with Bergeron, Marchand, Pasta, and see which one of those guys we really want to keep around here and build around.
But the only thing I want to say to counter that, Wiggy, is, and you know this maybe from, you know, your days of playing, sometimes you need a guy on your team that other guys want to come and play with. So there may be some value in if Bergeron wants to play another year and he wants to do it in a Bruins sweater, that he could help draw someone of his similar caliber to join this team and play with him for another year. That would, you know, I don't know how much stock you put in that, but I do put a little bit of stock into that.
The only knock on Pasta going forward is he spends an awful lot of time in the jacuzzi, and there's some concern over there about what he's doing in there, Wiggy.
Well, clearly he's not doing enough. And when you look at...
Not loose enough?
Okay.
I mean, how many goals did he have in this series? What do you have?
What,
two?
By the way, did he have to use the word loose? Was there, I mean, is there no other word that Wiggy could have used on Friday to describe his experience in the jacuzzi?
He could have used many words, Greg.
Well, that's
he,
what you
he
felt.
Chose very specific
well, that's what it is. It's all about being loose, right?
Oh, got it.
All right, let's get to douche move for Curtis.
And now, another episode of Douche Move.
Ha, what a douche. All right, Curtis wants a ruling on a douche move. What is it, Curtis?
So yesterday morning, beautiful morning in South Boston, walking Pudge. We call it his cookie quest every morning. He stops at all the little shops that have cookies for dogs. And we're walking up the street, and out of the corner of my eye, I see a dad and his son riding a bike, walking home with breakfast. And I said, wow, that'll be me soon. It was a very heartwarming little image. Very nice family. 2 minutes later, Pudge and I are walking on the street, and they come passing us back in the direction that they had come from. And he said, thank God for your dog. I just realized I left my dog tied up at the sidewalk cafe. And I look at him, and I say, oh, I said, no problem. You know, your secret's safe with me. I won't tell anyone. He turns around, looks at me, and says, I'm very comfortable in my own skin. You can tell whoever the hell you want. Hand to God, that happened. So this morning, if you have a young son with blonde hair in South Boston, and your husband's about 5'11", and he brought you breakfast around 8 from Sidewalk Cafe, he left your dog tied up at the restaurant.
Did you respond to the man?
No, I honestly was totally dumbfounded. I had nothing to say.
He was too stunned to speak.
So right. He didn't get to stand the sarcasm.
Do you need a ruling on the way in which he spoke to you or the fact that he tied his dog up outside and went into a store?
I think
that's a douche move.
Or
I don't
he didn't
like
get the sarcasm.
I don't like when people do that.
100% agree, Greg. If you can't take your dog into the store, you leave him at home.
Yeah.
What are they supposed to do if the dog's not allowed in the store? Don't they just tie it
dogs,
up?
Dogs do not to be brought. Need to be brought every single place you're going. Like, I understand we went through a pandemic. Everybody has a dog.
Right.
People somehow forgot about decorum and the fact that you need to. You are a dog is like a child. You wouldn't, would you tie your child up and leave it outside of the bagel place so you could run in and get a bagel?
No, nope. But it's a more douche move that he left the dog there. Like tying the dog up to just run in to get your coffee,
yeah,
coming out,
deal.
That's okay. But the fact that he just forgot that he had tied the dog up and was halfway
that's
home.
That's a double douche move.
Right. Triple, but if you want to say that how he spoke to Curtis.
Yeah.
Well, he has
friend.
A kid.
Well, I don't appreciate that.
He's got a kid. He's probably chasing the kid on the bike. It's not a douche move to forget the dog. Wait till you have kids and you go, oh, I can't believe I just forgot this.
Don't take the kid and the dog. Just
tying
take
the
one.
Tying the dog up is natural. Dogs were meant to be tied up.
But we as a society.
What? Did you just say dogs were meant to be
oh,
tied
go back,
up?
Go back to, you know, years. You know, I'm talking
go
100
back,
years
yeah,
ago, 200
oh,
years
yeah,
ago.
Go back. You mean go back when the guy was clubbing the lady over the head?
No.
The cave
no.
guy?
When they,
when they
yeah,
became
okay.
domesticated?
No,
like
when,
that's...
when they knew the dog, if you didn't tie the dog up, it would run away. So you had to leash the dog. You had to tie the dog up and leash it so your dog didn't run away. So a dog doesn't have a big issue with you, you know, tying it up to the light pole as you run in the store for 5 minutes to grab you, you know, milk and a scratch ticket. It's not like you're... Like you threw him in a cage and you tied him up by his paws.
I just think it's a douche move. Like if you're gonna walk your dog. Spend the quality time with your dog. Don't try to get your errands done while your dog waits outside wondering where his owner went.
I feel like society is on edge unlike at any other point in my life. Like, it was Sunday morning. It was a gorgeous day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful morning. He's out with very, you know, handsome young son, getting breakfast with the family. When I said that to him, I thought he's just, you know, I never in a million years would have anticipated him being enraged, turning around and saying how comfortable he is in his own skin, which if I had time to go back in time, I would say, it sounds like you're overcompensating.
Yeah, he
did he know
handle...
he was talking to numbnuts?
Yeah, no clue.
He
no
couldn't
clue.
Handle the sarcasm. That's all it is. Right. It's like when a waiter goes, hey, how was the food? He goes, that was awful.
But the worst thing about the story is Curtis said, oh, you're right. Sorry about that, sir. And then the slither
I said,
off.
Sir, why don't you just wait there with your son? I'll go grab your dog.
All right. A douche move. But double douche move. We got to get to Courtney and what's trending.
Gresh and Keith, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Red River, a technology transformation company. From the cloud to cybersecurity to mobility and more, Red River has you covered. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red. Visit redriver.com to learn more. Your Boston Celtics advance, taking down the Bucks in absolutely electric fashion yesterday. 109-81, your final from the TD Garden. It was Grant Williams who led the way with 27 points. Jason Tatum right behind him with 23. He gave a whole lot of praise to Williams while having some fun with it after the win.
Grant played great tonight. He took more shots than anybody on the team. I think that's a first. He took 18 threes. I told him, don't get used to that. But obviously tonight we needed it. He came up big, played amazing, had 27 points. And in the playoffs, you need that. Guys coming off the bench to be a star in their role. And, you know, Grant won us a playoff game tonight, game seven. You know, I'm extremely happy for him.
And Jaylen Brown had 19 points. He talked about turning the page to Miami, and he thinks that this is the team that could get over the hump and get this series done.
This is the group I feel like is poised enough to get it done. Everything that we've overcome, all these battles and challenges and adversity that we've been through this season, as well as the challenge that we just had overcoming the defending champs. I think that we are prepared. I think that we're ready to take that next step. We just got to go out and take it. I know Miami is a team that's waiting for us. They're not going to back down. They're not going to give up, and neither are we. I'm looking forward to it.
Curtis, you were talking about that horrendous Tatum charge call. Yep. There was another early in that game, I think first quarter, Grant Williams got called for a charge that was at zero contact whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
That officiating yesterday was awful.
But it's like that in every basket.
It's not like that in every single game. Do you watch other series?
It's like that.
There was a point yesterday when Matthews flat out went down with the ball, mm-hmm. which is either a travel or a foul. It can't be neither.
Mm-hmm.
They called neither.
Right. Have you not watched the basketball playoff series? The officiating is horrible. And I think a large part of it is you can't, and I think they brought this up on the broadcast yesterday as Jeff Van Gundy talked about it. I wish he'd say it when he's on our show with us. You don't know, these guys flop so much and they're so good at it that the referees at times, I feel like, well, did that look real? The charge that they called on Giannis, and then they go the replay and Smart doesn't even get touched and he's flailing back. And I do blame the officials, but I also blame these guys all over the NBA because they flop so much.
That was the only time Giannis has ever been called for charging ever in his career, by the way, yesterday, finally. The Greek elbow finally called for it yesterday.
The Greek elbow pasta.
yes.
Well, the page turns to Miami quite quickly. Celtics Heat kicks off tomorrow night at 8:30. Games 1 and 2 in Miami before coming to Boston on Saturday. And the Red Sox finishing the weekend 2-1 in their series with the Rangers, dropping yesterday's game 7-1. The Sox are back at Fenway tonight to start their series with the Astros. Garrett Whitlock takes the mound. First pitch at 7:10 right here on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Network. But before that, join the Visit Massachusetts pregame show with Mutt at 6:10, sponsored by the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. Make Massachusetts yours. Start your adventure at visitma.com. And according to Pete Abraham of the Boston Globe, Xander Bogaerts may have softened his stance on holding off negotiations in an extension with the team until after the season, saying to Abraham, I don't know how this works, but if they talk to Scott, who's his agent, behind closed doors and it's something that's fair, he can come to me. We'll see how that goes.
What does he mean he doesn't know how it works?
That's what he said. I don't know how it works, but...
Oh, okay.
But so before he was saying he was not going to talk to them at
Here's
all until
how it
after
works.
The season.
Your agent tells you that this is the offer and you accept it or you don't accept it. That's how it works.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, changing his stance, so maybe they can get
good news. Good news. Excellent news. All right. Anything else?
That's it. That's what's trending, so we can go to Curtis with the weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 64 degrees outside right now in Boston. Afternoon high in the low 80s.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Boston Original.
On Boston Sports Original.
The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
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 Was kind of your mindset after you missed some early ones and got going?
Yeah, it's tough to, you know, get in your own head when your entire team, like 15 people, walk up to you and say, let it fly, keep shooting. So for me, it was just like, all right, they're encouraging it, like might as well take advantage. So each one, as time went on, got more comfortable, kept shooting. And then I guess I made a joke, I shot 18, and that's most probably threes I've shot in my life in a single game. So it was fun, but it's just great that we got a win.
Who had himself a game yesterday. Celtics advance game one in Miami tomorrow night at 8:30, Curtis. I think you wanted that at 9:30, or was it 10 that you wanted that game tomorrow night?
I feel like I'm going to have too much sleep, so I don't know. We'll
poor Deuce. When does he nap? What is his bedtime?
I don't
know. Yeah, at that age.
I mean, what an electric growing up situation for him. He's in that locker room night in, night out, but an 8:30 start for Deuce is late.
He's a snappy dresser, too. I don't know if you saw what Deuce was wearing yesterday, but he looked great. Celtics advantages in this series, what do you have?
I think it's definitely your ability to shoot the three-point. Because that you look at this Milwaukee series, that's why Milwaukee lost or had a hard time beating the Celtics. Yesterday, the Celtics hit 20 three-pointers to Milwaukee's 4.
Celtics made, I believe, 53 more three-pointers in this series than the Bucks did.
Yeah, so, and come
advantage.
On.
Isn't your bench also an advantage for the Celtics?
Yeah, your bench is better.
That's what I was going to say, because if you look at Miami's series with Philly, it was all Jimmy Butler, except for game one, because I think Tyler Hero was up there and Bam Adebayo. Both of them had better games than Jimmy Butler in game one. But then you look at the rest of the series, and it's all Jimmy Butler all the time. So it's a Giannis situation all over again.
Now, I love Bam Curtis. That might have to be the new name.
Maybe a middle name.
How dare you? I thought you had lined up some sort of a deal with the Brady family. Didn't you get free Brady merchandise if you name your kid Brady?
LOL. I know you're not getting anything but middle fingers from the Brady family.
Now, what Miami does well is what you do well. They play really good defense. So, you know, that's going to be something that you're going to look at, because I think throughout the year, Miami was maybe, top five when it came to, you know, team defense, very similar to what you were. So Miami plays really, really good defense. So that's going to be the game in its senses.
But they give you the threes. Like they play great defense in the paint, but they give you threes. I mean, they give up a lot of threes.
Right, but they have better, like, on-ball defenders. Like, so you don't have to deal with a Brook Lopez type of player in the middle with Miami. I think Bam Adebayo is he was upset that he wasn't a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year, so he kind of gives you a little bit. He gives you a little bit of what Brook can give you, but he's also a good on-ball defender. It's it's really going to come down to when you start to see some of these role players, right? And you look, because you know Tatum's going to do what Tatum did. Same way in the Giannis series, right, against Milwaukee. Milwaukee's role players were invisible.
Are they essentially the same, nearabouts the same two teams that played in the bubble series?
Yeah, pretty much.
Really, I mean, you added Al Horford. That's a different
thing. Duncan Robinson doesn't play as much now for Miami. They added Kyle Lowry.
He's hurt, though.
Is he still hurt? I thought he played.
In game four, but he's definitely hurt.
Yeah, he had like a hamstring issue.
But then you have the same issue when it comes to Williams. You don't know when, if you're going to get him back or not.
I also think while we talked about the Bucks series having a game seven in Boston and how much of an advantage that is, if you look at the regular season with the Heat and the Celtics played great in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I think they took the series during the season 2-1, the one win for Miami coming in Boston. So hopefully that doesn't play into it at all.
I think there's just one key to the series.
When we talk about ball movement, you're talking about the movement of the ball.
Greg seems to be a good luck charm, though, so we might have to send him to Miami.
Oh, there's now a lamb chop shortage after last night.
Why can't we go to Miami?
Huh?
Let's go to Miami.
I feel like that might be an issue for you.
No.
You love the club life.
I'm plugged in. It's all right. I won't let my night job affect my day job.
It's unbelievable that you guys are able to do that. It is shocking.
Plus, I got some connects down there, too. We'll live it up.
Mm-hmm. What is it? The Diamonds? House of
King
Diamonds?
King of Diamonds.
Hey, hi. Come to Miami.
Let's go. Shouldn't we be on location in Miami?
I don't think so. We have enough going on here. I mean, would you rather go to Miami or Keene, New Hampshire? Be honest.
Listen, no disrespect to Keene, New Hampshire, but I'd much rather be in Miami.
Keene is the South Beach of New Hampshire.
Guess what? Have you experienced the nightlife in Keene?
No, I'd much rather experience it in Miami.
It starts at 5 p.m., ends at 7 in Keene. Ends when the streetlights go on.
My kind of town.
All right. Well, anyway, game one tomorrow night. We'll talk to NBA insider Jeff Goodman at 9 about this series and other things. But right now, we got to get to this.
It's time for the news.
You get your sopranos checked.
With your host,
Lex Plass,
Courtney Cox.
Now, I just don't believe I'd want any finger-licking good chicken that she touched. Just saying.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Regenerative treatments
on WEEI.
They now have 3 offices in the Boston area at Northeast Men's Health. That includes their newest office, which is in Marlboro.
Hmm. Well, Wiggy, where were you on Friday night?
What the hell was I on Friday night? I don't remember.
Well, several people were arrested at your favorite beach, Hampton.
Mm.
On Friday night, police were called to deal with a number of, quote, large, unruly crowds. It seems like Fight Club is breaking out at beaches across Massachusetts and New Hampshire because Hampton happened, and then Revere Beach, people were getting arrested, too, for large crowds, fights breaking out.
Jeez. Didn't you say that's the nicest beach in America?
It is. Oh, what other beach can you get a nice little Donnybrook to happen?
I don't think I want that at the beach.
No,
I
mean, absolutely not.
I don't go to the beach to see people fighting each other.
But, you know, every now and then it's good to see something.
Hey, Wiggy, where are you right now?
I know exactly where I am. I don't know where I was Friday night, though. I mean, that's, 4 days ago, 3 days ago?
Well, we can hear from Hampton Police Chief David Hobbs.
Most of the arrests are around, alcohol, some alcohol-related offenses, as well as disorderly conduct for the most part.
Yep.
So people don't get arrested at down at the Cape at the beach?
Not for unruly crowds.
Oh, stop it. There's never any wild stuff going on down at Cape Cod beaches.
Like 4th of July?
Okay, people get arrested for unruliness.
Not for like fist fights.
Come on, Courtney. There's no fights down at the Cape.
July 6th, 2017, teens arrested at Cape Beach for having sex.
Well, there you go.
Well,
that sounds unruly.
That's about it on the Cape.
Nah, stop it. I've seen some of those. I've seen some wild Cape stories.
What?
Weren't there just like a huge, wasn't that where the original Fight Club started, was down at a Cape Cod Beach?
No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
It was not at all.
Yes, it was.
All right, well, you'll get the opportunity to see firsthand how beautiful the Cape beaches are we get to the Beachcomber and the Road Show on June 7th.
You've seemed to upset the people of Keene.
What do you mean? I don't know.
I'm looking at the, Rob is calling in about the lights not going out in Keene at 7.
Hold on a second. Complaint line.
Yeah, what the hell, y'all? The lights don't go out here at 7.
Well, I've never been. I mean, I'm excited about coming. Like, what do you do? Like, what goes on after 7 p.m. in Keene, New Hampshire?
Well, we have a margaritas. We have a club called 21. We have another club called Club Tracks.
Oh, no.
So,
wow.
You guys are, what's with this whole lights out in Keene?
I apologize. I stand corrected. Sounds like there's a lot of good places for Wiggy to go to. Where should we go to dinner the night before the road show? Where would you recommend? Margaritas or?
Sage.
What is it called?
Sage.
Okay.
No, Sage, like S-T-A-G-E.
Yeah. Sage, that's where we're doing the show, I think. Isn't it? No, we're doing the show at the showroom.
The showroom.
Correct. Yeah, the showroom.
Oh, okay. You're doing it at the Colonial Theater. Okay, yeah. Cool.
Yes. Will we see you there?
Yeah, but no, Sage, that's. I might make it over there, but the Sage is definitely the place to go for dinner.
I mean, if I gave you VIP passes, you were the first one to win them, would you go? Or I'm busy that morning?
Yeah, I would go.
Okay, all right. See, bribe the guy. Loves me. Mm-hmm. Hang on for a minute. We'll see you. You bring a guest or bring two guests. How many people are there in Keene?
Oh, now you're talking us about people now.
No. I'm just kidding. All right. Anyway, Courtney, back to the news.
Yes. Please. World tension is rising. Finland's government said yesterday it intends to join NATO, ditching decades of trying to be neutral and ignoring Russia's threats for retaliation for people joining NATO. Huh. So that's scary.
Yeah. Word is Putin is very ill, though, right? There's some sort of an
audio.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Audio recording that reveals that he has blood cancer.
Oh.
So, I mean, I one never wants to wish ill on another, but it would be nice if he were to segue out of that role.
And would maybe he ride into the sunset, Wiggy, or would he?
Putin?
Yeah.
I think Putin's already feels in his mind. He's riding into the sunset. He's in the sunset.
Okay.
All right.
Well, terrifying for new parents out there as the baby formula shortage worries continue to get more serious. And a Utah mom is doing something about it. She's selling almost 4,000 ounces of her own breast milk. She said she has freezers and freezers full of breast milk. So she's putting it online, $1 an ounce. She said, though, she will speak to mothers that need it to talk about pricing because she understands that this is a crisis going on right now.
Now, did they come and get it from the boob?
No, it's pumps.
Okay, okay. Oh,
and then she freezes it.
That must be a lot of work for her. The woman, she's not going to have time to do anything
else. Pumping is a lot of work, though. So yeah. This woman is really putting in the effort to try to help moms out there. We can hear from Alyssa Chitty, the mom.
And I figure I'm running out of room, so might as well help someone else. I know I have over 3,000 ounces.
Wow, she pumping all day long, isn't she? Yeah.
And Joe Biden was asked about the shortage, and this is what he had to say about that.
Steps sooner before parents got to these shelves and couldn't find formula?
If we'd been better mind readers, I guess we could have. But we moved as quickly as the problem became apparent to us. And we have to move with caution as well as speed.
Mind readers? I mean, they shut. Correct me if I'm wrong, Curtis. This must be obvious, not only infuriating, but also terrifying for parents. I cannot imagine if your child is a formula baby going to the store and being unable to find food for your baby. Correct me if I'm wrong. Did they not shut down the FDA? Shut down the big formula plant?
Abbott. Yep.
Without any plan whatsoever for what to do for kids that that need formula.
Terrifying for parents that have newborns right now, but terrifying, and Curtis, I'm not trying to cause anxiety, but terrifying for parents like Curtis and Jess, who are going to be first-time parents, who they don't know if Jess will be able to breastfeed or what she will want to do with her body. Like, the unknown for first-time parents that are pregnant currently is so scary.
Oh, it's terrifying. And, thank God somebody sent us formula randomly months ago, but we'll definitely need more than that if we do end up using formula instead of breastfeeding. But this whole situation, it's just a lack of confidence in the institutions that we used to rely on. Like, how is it possible something is as necessary as formula for newborns? We wait for it to be off the shelves before even accepting that there is a problem. These women that are interviewed, I saw an interview on NBC News the other night. This woman was in tears because she spent her whole day driving on $4.50 gallon gas, going to 10 different pharmacies and stores, only to come back with two things of formula. Ugh. Like, I couldn't in a million years imagine that.
Where does the shortage come from? Is it the delivery or this?
No, it's the plant they shut down.
They shut down the plant? Down the,
there's like, I don't know how many there are. There's like eight plants or something like that, and they shut one down without any. And by the way, they've done it before. There was an issue with baby formula.
Uh-huh.
And they had to do a recall, and they shut the plant down, as opposed to what they have done in the past, which is let the plant continue to manufacture and make sure that they solve the issue when it came to the recall. But they shut it down without any consideration whatsoever of where parents were going to get food for their kids.
Right, and it's also the way in which people are reacting to this news. It's like we have become so tribal ideologically that we have removed any decency or understanding of anyone's plight. Like Bette Midler, who I don't know why this was viral the other night, tweeted that, how about breastfeeding? Like, oh, I'm sure the mom that was driving all over Texas trying to find formula was like, oh, good point, Bette. Never considered that.
Yeah, shame on her for doing that.
Like,
yeah, she said it's available. What was her full tweet? Like, how about breast milk? You know, it's available regularly or so, whatever it was. It's so out of touch. And obviously, Curtis, you're right. It's a partisan comment trying to defend the White House or defend the FDA. Like, it's okay to suggest that when it comes to feeding your baby, that should be a number one obligation of any government, is helping people feed their kids.
Absolutely.
And the full tweet was, try breastfeeding, all caps. It's free and available on demand.
Yeah.
And then I tweeted that out, and this guy replied to me, this is how deranged people have gotten, that the vast majority of moms seeking formula are doing so just they can get back to clubbing.
Oh.
Like, that this is women needing to drink. It's just so asinine.
Yeah, it really
like,
is.
How can we not agree on this? This is a huge issue. It has nothing to do with your partisanship. We should be able to get moms and expectant moms formula so that in the event that they don't want to or can't breastfeed, their baby doesn't starve. Like, I don't understand it.
It's so crazy. And being a new parent is so expensive as is, and then you throw in everything that's going on right now with pro-choice, pro-life, all of that. It's just infuriating for so many people.
Well, thank God some people, as you mentioned, are stepping up to offer their own breast milk.
Yes.
Dale here.
Thank God. All right.
Shine, that was not kind.
What do you mean? Why are you talking to me? Why is that directed at me?
You're responsible for that.
Dale just chimes in whenever he wants. That's not me.
I mean, it's nice.
It's like AI.
I think he's the first celebrity to offer celebrity breast milk.
Unkind. All of you.
Can you upcharge for that?
Right. Can you imagine the value if you were able to get, for instance, some Kardashian breast milk for your baby instead of formula?
You're terrible. You're terrible.
What do you mean?
You're terrible. Poor Dale. Dale's
terrible.
Just out there living his life, trying to ride off into the sunset.
All right. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with the rest of the news from Courtney next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout,
15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Greg Hill Show.
You're listening to The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
And streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Coming up at 9, NBA insider Jeff Goodman on Celts Heat, game number one tomorrow night at 8:30. But right now, back to Courtney and today's news.
BU has announced the largest spike in tuition in 14 years. BU's president, Robert Brown, made the announcement in a letter to faculty and staff on Friday, saying that it will raise its tuition by 4.25%.
What's BU cost these days?
Well, right now, $61,050.
Wow. Ooh, that's just tuition.
I hope you're saving,
right, that's
Curtis.
Just undergrad tuition.
Oh, yeah, I can tell you right now, the BAM Curtis is not going to be you.
No?
No, thank you.
What are you thinking?
I think he's going to go to Connecticut School of Broadcasting. $10,000 and you got yourself a career.
Follow in the old man's footsteps.
No, I was talking to Jess about that yesterday. There is zero shot he's a big sports fan. He's going to be totally opposite me, and it'll work out well for him in the end.
I don't know. I think it's a great thing to go to college. I think it's well documented. I did not go. Mm-hmm. Both of my kids did. In fact, Breece Hill graduates this Saturday.
Yes. Oh, wow. Go Breece.
So congratulations to him. Enters the workforce shortly thereafter. I think I mentioned on the show he's moving in with me for 2 months. Kind of an odd couple thing we have going on.
We should
over
have
there,
like a confessional. Like he calls
months.
In every Friday and gives us like a confessional of what it's like living with
a
you.
A little odd that you're hosting a week-long pub crawl with the sophomores.
I mean, I think that could it's either going to go swimmingly or not so well.
But why just 2 months?
Because he's going to get his own place.
Oh, okay, so he's, all right. So
2 months will turn into four.
No,
meh.
Or 2 years.
You're gonna love it. I think.
No.
You and Breece get along great.
We do, but it's not like when you live together, it could be different.
That's true. That is
all
true.
Right. Well, $61,000, just a mere $61,000. That's, what's that, 250 grand for a college education at Boston University.
But think about the insanity of that. Would you ever trust an 18 or 19-year-old you to have that kind of backbreaking debt to get a job that you don't, like, when you graduate BU, do you know it's still $4,500 to get, like, a place to rent in Boston right now? Yeah. Where are you getting this money from?
Billions and billions of dollars.
And has the education somehow magically improved at the same rate of the cost of the tuition to get it?
Oh, I know that. I'm sure the food hasn't improved. I mean, I don't know.
BU has sneaky good food.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because they have a food
Spend
court.
Spend a stray night over there, did you?
No, never. I wouldn't touch a BU boy with a 10-foot pole.
Really?
Oh, wow.
I went to BC.
Okay, so that's your rival?
Yeah.
Right. Today's actually $20 acai bowl morning, if you
do. All right.
All right, well, parents in India, they're suing their son for not giving them a grandchild after 6 years of marriage.
I saw this. This is ridiculous.
It's so hilarious. They're filing the lawsuit on the grounds of mental harassment, demanding $650,000 in compensation should they not get a grandchild in the next year.
No, thank you. I you don't have the right to sue your kid if they get married and they don't have kids.
Right.
That's a no-go for me. So.
Yeah, that is crazy. Right. And how creepy is it?
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
You think I am a creepy guy?
How creepy is it?
It was probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Can I put a camera in the lady toilet?
And it's kind of creepy, which is nice.
Back up, you creep.
A British couple claims that a Peeping Tom hotel worker filmed them having sex while they were in Mallorca, Spain.
Jeez.
They all here. Oh.
That was a rogue one.
That was a rogue
it's
one.
It's the AI,
that was
man.
Out of nowhere.
What?
That was out of nowhere. What did they, like...
They only noticed this hotel worker.
Were they in the room?
Yes, they were in their hotel room.
Did they leave the curtains open?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think some people want people to be looking
okay,
at them.
Okay, Greg.
What?
Do not die on that hill.
I'm telling you, you ask Wiggy.
Yep.
Okay, Wiggy. Not exactly well, the
whole,
guess.
Wiggy. Well, there's a whole site on porn.
What?
What is it?
Exhibitionist?
Yeah, exhibitionist. It's a whole site about people who
you
love
spend
to...
spend an awful lot of time on that
people
one.
Love to do it. Let's not
that act like to do it in public?
Yeah, come on. Don't act like you've never done it on a beach before.
Okay.
I tell you what, you sound like real prudes. Like, oh my God, in public?
Well, nobody should be filming you.
Well, maybe, listen, if you're doing it in public.
Because there's a sex category on Pornhub, it doesn't mean that people want it to happen.
No, they
Wiggy thinks everything is real on there.
So why are you doing it in public then?
Okay,
they were in their room. They were in their hotel room.
But they
room.
Left their blinds open.
Okay.
So why you leave your blinds open if you're having sex in your hotel room?
Good question.
Yeah, well, answer that question. Anyway.
They said that they only know... They only
nobody wants to answer it now. Why leave the blinds open?
They were caught in a moment. They didn't have time to go shut the blinds.
Stop it. You leave it's no different than having sex. You do it because there's a little piece of you that hopes somebody's watching.
Is that why you and Mrs. Wiggins' blinds were shut in Ireland the whole time?
Huh? Listen, nobody could see in our blinds because we're at the top of the castle.
That's right.
But people like to leave their blinds open.
You were the king of the castle over there, buddy.
Boob watch.
Right. Oh, my God.
All right, go ahead. What else?
Well, they only noticed when they changed positions. That's what they told the people. And the hotel is saying that the couple was just drunk.
Yeah, okay.
And they, yeah. Jason Momoa is apologizing after taking pictures and videos during a recent trip to the Sistine Chapel.
What, are you not allowed in there?
No, you're allowed in, but not allowed to take photos because it could damage the artwork. Oh. That's what they say. So he released a statement saying, I just want to say if you ever felt that I disrespected your culture, it wasn't my intention.
Okay. All right.
And the federal trial for reality TV star couple Todd and Julie Chrisley from Chrisley Knows Best begins today.
Now, wait, you ever watch that show?
Oh, of course I have.
Odd Family.
Yeah.
No disrespect.
Very entertaining. Very entertaining.
Very strange. Yeah. Very strange family. What are they charged with?
Well, so the 12-count indictment said the couple lied about their tax returns and submitted false documents.
Huh.
Both face one count of conspiracy to commit bank fraud, 5 counts of bank fraud, 1 count of conspiracy to defraud the United States, and 1 count of tax fraud. Julie Chrisley, the wife, also faces additional counts of wire fraud and obstruction of justice.
Sounds like Chrisley knows tax evasion more than best.
Really bad.
But did they set? I only watched a few episodes of it, and
that's what they all say.
Weren't they wealthy or something?
Yeah
very wealthy.
I think they were both in real estate.
But that's because they didn't pay their taxes.
I mean, this always happens with reality show people. They go on TV, they make a ton of money from the show on top of what they make in real life, and then they hide how much they're making. And you can't do that when you're on a reality show because you're flaunting your wealth on that. That's what happened to Teresa Giudice.
Speaking of television, Curtis, did you and I watch the same fantastic Apple documentary over the weekend?
Awesome. Is it The Big Con? It's a play on Con.
I think it is The Big Con is what it's called.
Awesome. It's so petrifying. Speaking of government failure, I mean, the manner in which he was able to take advantage with a, let's say, cooperative judge of our disability programs.
This guy, I won't spoil it, but this guy stole, was it $550 million?
Yeah, over half a billion.
From Social Security when it comes to disability. He was a lawyer.
How long did he do it for?
Years.
Years.
Like years.
And it was only so, the best part of it, and believe me, there's plenty to watch in it. I'm not ruining the whole thing. You could Google it and find it out on your own, too. So there was a Wall Street Journal reporter who was assigned to look into government excess during 2010, 2011 with the Tea Party movement. And he was going through websites and looking up different payments through our Social Security. And he stumbled upon this, and it became his life, and he was fearful of his life. It's a really interesting story.
It is. All right, yeah. Anything else?
Well, an Illinois family was replacing their built-in toilet handler thing. You know how you put your toilet paper on that little handle that's built into the
wall? Toilet paper holder?
Yeah, a toilet paper holder.
Okay, all right.
Handler holder, yeah, same thing. Uh-huh. And so they had to replace a little...
Greg has a toilet paper guy.
They had to cut out a piece of their wall. When they did so, they found
Dale here.
How do you have to cut a piece of your wall out? You unscrew the thing and then you screw it in.
Well, they must have been putting in a new apparatus to hold the toilet paper.
Okay.
And so they took out a piece of their wall, and inside they found a towel that was wrapping up a McDonald's bag from, they say, over a half a century old McDonald's order.
50 years old?
Yes. Huh. They said that there was two hamburger wrappers, but there was McDonald's fries in very good condition.
Mm.
So,
really?
Yeah.
After 50 years?
Right. Yeah. They said they pulled it out. It looked, almost new.
Because I am a Big Mac crack addict.
How were they, Wiggs? Did you try the fries?
Well, I don't think, I eat McDonald's french fries, don't get me wrong, but I don't think they have the best fries.
Oh, they do.
Emergency top five fast food restaurant fries.
Don't tell me.
Number five.
Please don't tell me Five Guys.
No, because I don't consider Five Guys as a fast food joint.
Greg is going to say Be Good baked fries.
Those are delicious.
McDonald's, I would.
Is number one.
They're number one by a landslide.
I don't know. Shake Shack's fries are bad.
Okay, who's number one?
Nah, I would go with I like Wendy's fries.
Oh,
said no one ever.
What
are we doing?
I like Wendy's fries.
Do you dip it in the Frosty too?
No, I dip it in the sweet and sour sauce.
That is worse than Cam Newton MVP. That is abysmal.
So you like McDonald's as your number one? Now?
Yeah, oh, so good.
Mm-mm.
Burger King's up there.
I'd rather go with the onion rings at Burger King than the fries.
Burger King used to be better than they are now. They used to be thinner. Now they're kind of wide.
They got the steak fries going.
Yeah, I don't like that.
In-N-Out Burger because I can get my fries animal style.
Oh, yeah, animal style. Yum.
Chick-fil-A?
Oh, very good.
Waffle fries? Yeah.
Those are very good.
Aria? They're
pretty good.
But actually, the best fries are Zaxby's. What? Zaxby's has the crinkle fries. I start to think on my list.
Popeye's Cajun fries.
Bingo.
Dude.
Number one on the list.
Oh, baby.
I knew I was going to go with Popeye's. Yes. Number one on the list.
When you two talk, I smell French fries.
Number one on the list is
Greg,
Popeye's.
It's all I eat. It's just coming out of my pores.
Yes.
I only eat lemon pepper fries.
Courtney, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's the news. We'll be right back. Quick reminder, though, that if you cannot listen to the show on the radio for whatever the reason, you can stream it every day at weei.com, or you can download the Odyssey app, which will only take you a moment or two, and then you can listen to us from wherever you are.
WEEI.
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 New England Sports Original.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.